You said it's like a shayla. We were going to get to Tzvi's shayla. Let's see if the Olam that was here last year will be Nana from Tzvi's shayla. John Seltzer asked the shayla at the beginning of last, at the middle of last year, about what about putting Coffee Mate into your coffee? Is that a shayla vein of Atlan Isilachachila when a person's fleishik? So we're going to have to get to the lumdis. You're fleishik. You just had a steak. And you want to have Coffee Mate into your coffee. So Tzvi just had a shot. He was ma'ir. Someone said it's mutter. Apparently they heard from the hack from last year. Mamash created a big. There's a guy in my community. He's a geshmak guy. His name's Ari Przanski. So when I spoke about this shiloh of the week in the shul, and I said it's mutter, and we're gonna have to say why it's mutter. So he was very excited about it. So he's a character. Anyone know him there? No, or Przanski's son from Bnei Asher. So he gave everyone shalach manas. He gave grape juice wine in his in the shalach manas. He put Coffee Mate inside my shalach. It was a big character. But I was nene from that chap. He has chaps. I'm nene from him. So he's a sharp guy. So Mirtz Hashem, we're going to talk about that after we wrap up the whole sugya. I want to wrap up the sugya Mirtz Hashem by mid this week, hopefully soon, Rabbi Yisai, to get to all the sugyas, because I want to talk about Yisurim Derabbanan, Yisurim Deraisa, all the different shaylas we could have within Eim of Atlin and how it comes up, and then in terms of kashrus also Mirtz Hashem, hopefully that'll come. So that'll be one shayla that we'll discuss. That reminds me that Tzvi brought up at the end of the semester, we didn't have a time to talk about it, but when we spoke about the Rav Garbo sugya with the Rav Mordechai, with the Noyle Betaruvis, which I have a habit of speaking about Friday night in Boca, because that shir, there were a bunch of guys in Florida that got the clip from there. So I was just being mindful. They only got like a minute and a half of it. So let me just explain to them, not just like what my yelling and screaming about is, but why I'm excited about it, you know, so that they actually have a reference of what's Geshmak about. So there is a Hilchos Shabbos Shaila that talks about that. Sorry about just going on a tangent over here. Sorry for the new guys, but it's Rabbi Yisai. If you remember the Shaila about Davar Anoyla B'Taruvis, that Davar Anoyla B'Taruvis based on the Mordechai is Batal. We thought that was pshat, and there was a raya from the Gemara, was from the Gemara by Zeruiah B'Sheila. So Reb Shlomo Zalman has the following shiloh. A guy on Shabbos, okay? He doesn't know the halachas, and he adds water to the hot water urn. The hot water urn that was set up before Shabbos, and he adds water to the hot water urn. Shrein. So now, it's usher. You can't cook on Shabbos. Maisa Shabbos. This is a halacha we're going to have to learn, everybody say. I don't know when. But b'di'eved situations of a person does a malacha, it's a big problem. Ma'aseh Shabbos, a whole machlek is tanaim about it, a whole stiff in Shulchan Aruch. You can't just be make a little farfallen. Shabbos is not just l'chachila, Shabbos is also b'di'eved. Good. Zok the heilig Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, an einfall, imam shazachab, says, when does it become ma'aseh Shabbos? When the food gets cooked, the water gets heated up. When it becomes from cold to yad soledes bo. Where is it when it changes and transforms from cold to yad soledes bo? It's in a taruvis. Zok de heilige Reb Shlomo Zalman. It's a dovra noyle b'taruvis. So even though you're going to tell me you can't be mevatel the yisur over here, why? Because it's a dovra shiyesh lo matirim. Just wait till after Shabbos. Zok de Reb Shlomo Zalman. He says, no, over here the yisur is at this bashal in the taruvis of water, of the mutter water. So now we're going to have to go back to our sugi rabbi. He said the night of Yehuda and the other achronim. Do you need shishim or do you not need shishim? My redeem. Reboisa, a shaila can happen all the time. Mordechai by Rekika's dam by Yavama is going to be now gepaskin based on your sugyas of your day. Yeah.
It's different than the Mordechai, though.
Why?
The Mordechai brought the cases of the spit and the grapes, right? In the
bag. Yeah. Okay, the so two Mordechais, that's correct, a theory, right?
Right. So let's just take the grapes. Let's take the grapes.
Grapes, case. Yeah.
The grapes are in the wine. Okay?
Yeah.
And then the grapes explode
inside
the wine.
Correct.
There's nothing, we pointed out there's nothing active that we're doing.
That's true. Okay. That's true.
By the water.
But there's an isser. But there's an isser. One second. But there's an isser. Is there an isser? What's the isser over there in the case of the Mordechai, even though there's nothing active? What's the halacha Rabbi say? Gemara Beit Daf Gimel? No, what's the isser? Before you say whether it's bottle or not, what's the isser? Mashkin Shazavu. What's Mashkin Shazavu? Xerim Durabonin, maybe you're going to come and squeeze grapes. So they assered even juice that gets squeezed on its own is going to be usser. So now I have an isser over here. I have an isser? Good. So now I want to be Vivatal. You can't be Vivatal. It's Dovashish Lamatir. You can't be mevatel davar sheyesh matirim. Wait till after Shabbos. Any davar sheyesh matirim, you're not allowed to be mevatel. So to Mordechai, no, it's an old betarubis.
Yeah, I'm saying by the urn, by the hot water case, there's an activation.
So what?
You pouring it in.
It's an issur d'rabbanan.
But they're different cases.
They're both issur d'rabbanan.
Yeah, but
you're right. There's a difference in the case, but I don't think it's relevant for the shiloh. I agree with you in terms of your analysis. Happens, there's a difference, but Maisa by both cases is an issa d'rabbanan, and it's a shayla v'deir shirishlam atirim, and it's a davar another b'taruvus. That's what Shlomo Zalman says.
If you put,
you poured water into the urn on Shabbos.
Right, and you didn't start.
There's Mamish, water in the urn.
Your mother's screaming at him. What?
You still didn't start. He said you didn't cook it.
No, he said you did cook it.
If there's water in the urn.
That guy might be chayav skila. No, don't get me wrong.
You can have your tea.
He's chayav skila. He has to bring a chatas, but you could drink the water. There's two cheshbonos here. Okay?
There's water in the urn.
What?
There's water in the urn at time you pour it in.
Yeah.
Not only that, according to the Nevi Yehuda that we learned, there's got to be shishim.
Yeah.
Rabbi Isai, that's what I want to bring out. How much water does it have to be in is going to be the 2 days how to answer the steer in the Mordechai. That's the nafgamina. That's what's geshmak. The shail in your day is now going to tell you the pshak in Hilchos Shabbos. Who doesn't love Torah?
Isn't there a thing when you're taking chomp on, you have to make sure you put the cover back on that there isn't any excess water around the...
Yeah. The guy is an avaria. Okay. The guy's going on Gehenim. Like, there's no question. Like,
but his team's fine.
Yeah, exactly. I want to know. I'm a tzaddik. I do gemilas chasadim. I invited him over for Shabbos. Now does that mess up my meal?
Okay, so you still need to drink the water.
If there was shishim, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman.
Yeah.
It's ironic.
But it's possible you don't even need shishim.
Yeah, according to some achronim, that's what I want to say. It's an afmina between those 2 days. How to answer that shaila in Shulchan Aruch? What was the other case in Shulchan Aruch? Rabbi, do you remember about the milk coming out of the aver that came out of the behemoth? That was how. Nice. So that's those 2 days. How you answer that kasha? The steer and the Mordechai is going to be with the psak of our shaila. Speak about for Friday night. Yeah. If a non-Jew like it. Yeah.
If a non-Jew does it, is it okay?
What?
The case of the hot water. If a non-Jew filled it up with water.
If you did it not for you. So,
let me explain to you. Let me explain to you what Moshe is doing right now. Moshe wants to do Hilchos Shabbos, exactly. Moshe wants to do Hilchos Shabbos. So now he's willing to go in the tent. He's just like, wait, I just want to segue. What happened?
That actually happened to my house.
No, I understand.
Don't do it for you.
I understand.
They didn't do it for me. They did it for themselves.
It's not okay. If they did it for themselves,
how do we know the water they're putting in is for
themselves? But I don't want to talk about this. I'm closing with this. This is not a Yadua Psak. This is not a Yadua Psak. Ayin Simen Shin Chav Hei. In Shulchan Aruch, for some reason, this is not known. Everyone quotes the Heter that if a guy does something for themselves, which is correct, if a guy does something for himself, adai to denafshe, it's mutter. If he does it for himself, so then he's doing it for himself, so it's fine. The guy wants to read in the room, great. The geshmak, it's adai to denafshe, good. However, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Chav Hei talks about a guy that baked bread on Shabbos. Okay, and the guy and the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishaburu brings down two potential reasons why that's a problem. One reason is because of a muktzah shaila, because it was flour before going into Shabbos and now it's not. There's another issue. The other issue is says the Mishaburu, because when it comes to food, there's no heter of a daita denafshe. Why not? A malacha is a malacha. What's the difference? What's the difference between a light bulb and food? Zokta Mishabru, when it comes to food, there's an automatic zera shema yarbe b'shvila. Maybe he's going to add more food. This is very no gay rabose and not a yadua psak. I'm curious if the oilam, it's not a yadua psak for the hotel programs and for the hotel staff. When it comes to machalim, the Mishabru says, since he might add more, so then we're more concerned, and Adait the Nafshe doesn't have his... So let's say you have a situation, right? Person says, what do you mean? He heated it up for himself. The workers are doing it for themselves. Yeah, but remember, it's Machalim. It's Oichel. So Mishra Brura thinks over there, there is that... Now, depends. Does the guy know you, or does the not guy know you? If the guy doesn't know you, and it's just Stam, a hotel guest who has no Sheikhas to you, so then you could tie in. It was Adait the Nafshe, and there's no Gzeir Shem Yarba. But if it's a guy in the house that's a worker, that's Mamash doing it for you, then I think it's Osir.
Even though
they're
totally doing it for
themselves.
There's also
a rabbi,
I think, there's
also a chilek between... Yes, but this is so off-topic, and it's not, and I'm telling you, Moshe, it's not Yadua. That
Mishnah Berurah
is not
Yadua. I think Rav Shlomo Zalman's chilek between, like, food and, like, hot water and coffee, because he doesn't hold hot, like, water and coffee to be considered to be machalim.
No, absolutely not. That's beferish against Shulchan Aruch. Machalim, water and coffee is all considered is bishul deraisa.
I'll look at.
I'm saying every case of.
No, I'm saying if you have, let's say someone you're in a hotel and they have coffee prepared already made.
You're talking about al-yedei goy?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Oh, you're saying there's no gzeirah shemer yarba by yeah. Mashke?
Yes.
Why should it be different?
Because it's not.
I mean, the shulchan aruch was just bread. You're saying?
Yes. Yeah.
I'd like to see that. Okay, Gishmak. Interesting. But Lamaisa, people have to remember that other chash of the Mishnah Berurah. I'm not familiar with such a cool. That's Gishmak. Okay, weiter. So, yeah, please do. So, the, fine. So, what am I talking about? That was
Tzvi's Kasha.
So Tzvi asked about Kof Mitzvah. So we'll get to that at the end of this. So you remind me. And now let's get back to our Sikha. So we basically, what we had is we had a rundown of a machlokes rishonim, whether or not this concept of ein mevatlan isser lechachila, of taking an isser and throwing it into taruvas and creating and circumventing the isser and now creating it to be mutter, would that be a violation d'oraisa? Would that be a violation d'rabbanan? Where is the answer to that question? All the rishonim on our daf on sarichesim and beis. Look, learn the Gemara carefully, learn the rishonim carefully. You'll find a rundown Rashba versus Rashba and Ran versus all the other rishonim. Zok denoy de Yehuda, and Noy de Yehuda says, I want to have a pshara. I want to defend the Rashba and the Ran and explain to them that they weren't so against everything that the Rishonim were saying. They also were maskim to an extent that there is a concept of bittul issur lechatchila on a level of daraisa. Aye, how could it be? Didn't they say that it was only an issur derabanan, and that was the answer to our sugya of why the Gemara never opted for that to be pshat in the raisa, for that to be the solution to this Gemara? So zoktanay de Yehuda amayir dikachidish. Dover, and he introduces it as what? Dover Chodosh. I want to introduce to you a Dover Chodosh. Shlishes ani yomer Dover Chodosh b'din levatel isser lechatchila. Harei Rashba b'toras abayis u'b'chulin sari chesem abayis. Those are our two Rashbas, Rabbi say. We analyze those two Rashbas. V'haran, that's our Ran. Those are the Durabonans camp. Yeah. On the Gemara, they said it's only Durabonon. But let me tell you a new Mahalach Zok de Noid B'Yehuda. The Gemara says, Legabi, two Shilas. One Shila of the birds that you have to bring to the Beis HaMikdash when you're a what? When you're a Mitzayra. Kid in my shul, I'm not exaggerating. Ephraim Small, he is, I think, 4 years old, asked me before Shachris Shabbos morning, Rabbi Belzon, what is the halacha if you're a nazir and a mitzayra? Do you get a haircut? We have this whole thing. It's called Shiloh the Week of the Kids. I give them like mamish recognition, and I make sure that the president announces all the kids' Shilohs of the week. So he asked, is it a nazir and mitzayra? Does he take a haircut?
For the adults.
Wow. And like the whole olam was around. I said, Ephraim, come with me. We went over to the shelf, took off a Gemara Yevamos Daf Hey, and we went to Sugya, and the Gemara has a Farish Drasha on this case. I said, you were Mechavin to the Gemara, and you tell your grandparents that you were Mechavin to the Gemara. It's Masha. He's in YBH. Yeshiva Beis Hillel, I'm saying. Yeah. So, you are. The Gemara is a Drasha. Tamalei Merosha, yeah. Yeah. Rabbi Yisai, so the Gemara discusses... The Gemara discusses. Hey, Tegan said it's sooner than you think.
Yeah.
It's going to happen in a second. Rabbi Yisai, Mirtz Hashem. Should be B'shal Tov Mitzlachas Mirtz Hashem. Rabbi Yisai, the Gemara talks about two the Tzipurim. So the Gemara wants to know the Tzipurei Hamishlachas. Is that Mutter Ba'ano? Is that Mutter? Is it Mutter to eat it? What's the din? Is it considered Isser? Is it considered Heter? So Rava, in the end of the Gemara, when the Gemara is going back and forth, the Gemara is not sure. The Gemara, the end of Nenzayin Mabez, Rava says the following Lashon. Rava Amr Loy Amr Torah Shlach L'Takol. It's impossible that it's Aser. Because it wouldn't be that the Torah would introduce a Takola that should tell you to send away the bird, and that would be a Takola. Zoktan Leit V'Yehudi, you have such a similar Gemara when it comes to the fascinating, I love this part of the Avodah, the Seir La'Azazel. We spoke about it in past years in the Yom Kippur, in the Shabbat Shuvah drashas, and the Yom Kippur Avoida. So the Gemara wants to know, the Gemara Iboyeluhu. The Gemara on the bottom of Samach Zayin Amar Aleph, Iboyeluhu, Oison Eivorin Mahin Bahano. The Eivorim of the what? Of the Seir La'azazel. You knock it down the cliff and his limbs start to fall off because of the edges and the rocks that he hits on the way down. So the Gemara wants to know, is it mutter to sell that to a guy or not? The Gemara cleared every shaylah. Go back on Matzah Yom Kippur, and I want to do some Mecca Chumemker. A Jew is going to want to do business. You know, there's extra profits. Who's touching that Tzir La'Azazel? So I'll sell it to a guy. Is it mutter ba'ana or not? So that's the shaylah Gemara raises on Dav Samach Zayin in Yuma. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav, it's interesting that it's the same Rav. Amar Rav, it has to be Mutarin. Damar Mutarin Lay Amra, Torah Shlach L'Takala. Same exact idea. It's a different Avoida, different procedure, but it's the same idea. It's impossible that the Torah is telling you to now create a Takala. So Zok Deneidi B'Yehuda. What is the Takala that these Gemaras are referring to? So Zok Deheilig Neidi Yehuda, the following. Yesh lechalek between two different taruvuses, or both sides, two different types of mixtures. We haven't really analyzed this so much, but this Neid Yehuda, and the reason why I'm spending time on this, or both sides, is not only relevant for Ein Mevala Nislechachila, it's relevant for everything we've been learning all year. We probably sort of started the year with this Neid Yehuda. There is a difference, lahalacha, between a taruvus, a mixture, of yavish b'yavish, and lach b'lach. Zok Tehele Genoid Yehuda. These Rishonim, dafka dumya dizroya b'sheila, shahazroya atzma loy nisbat leklal, v'nishara b'isura lezar, v'hoya litna lekoyin, rakatam demafik me'azroya. You're talking about nesinas tam, the taste. V'nivla b'shara ayo hush nisbatel, v'tam sh nisbatel lo nishar bo iser klal. When we're talking about bittel of lach b'lach, we're talking about bittel of taste. That's what? Loi nishar bo iser klal. It's gone. Aval yavesh be yavesh. But if you're talking about pieces, physical pieces, what? Levatel iser vu nishar be'ein, and it's already, it's kayom. Vu ba'oilom, ube iser ha'imayet, it's there. Shim yavo elio v'yomer shezu yachaticha asura. Hareyom ibi isura. Elio has the ability to come and point to it. So yes, it's true where we're going to be matter it because of Allah called Rove, but is it that the Isser is commandalessa? I can't say the Isser is commandalessa. If Elio Anovi would come in, there would be something for him to point to. Elikos Machem Makirnos Oxeris Hakov Acharabim Lahatos. Just as Oxeris Hakosov, when we're not Makir, we don't recognize it. Acharabim Lahatos, you're allowed to eat it. Valkoponim Isser Uben, but is it correct to say that the Isser is gone? No, the Isser is there. The Yochel Lachzer Li Yisuro, and it could be Choyzer to its Isser status. Bezel Kule Alma Ledaiti Lo Yitira Torah Levat Lo Lechadchila. And that is where there's an Isser D'Oraisa, to be Mevat Lo Lechadchila. Ve'echa Eshar Shadover Sha'afilu Achar Abitul Im Yukar Yia Isser. How could it be that something that at the end of the day is possible to come back is still around, is Chai V'Kayom? Vareyata U'Makiro. It can't be aval tama nivle shenisbatel inkan tam iser klal. It's gone. They came in shenisbatel inkan tam klal. With prat bezroy b'shelah shayaboshishim umeya lamar kedelisli. That's the Rashba and the Ramban and the Ran were only talking about zroy b'shelah. Ubezenicha ma da omer sheli chulin b'tzipur yeredachas layomer Torah shlach l'takol. That's pshat in the Gemara of Rava. Shlach l'takala. What does it mean, shlach l'takala? It can't be that the Torah said to take an Isser and throw it into the veldt. There's a lot more to talk about in this Neid B'Yud that he's looking at every tzipor in the world to be a taruvis. And this is what the Shari Yosher and Shibit Shkop discusses, this idea that when it comes to Yavish B'Yavish, you don't need a basket. It could be that everything in the world, we're in one big taruvis. We know this, unfortunately, Rabbi Yisai, from all the Parsha Shmuz. We're in the middle of a taruvis. We're living amongst the whole taruvis. But Zakta Neid B'Yehuda has nafkaminas la'alocha, that when the Torah says, like, shlach le'takola, must be that that sipur, or that that aver, is going to be mutter ba'ana, because now if it's going to be in the world, you're not sure which one is which, then that's going to be an item that's now going to be mevatel iser l'chadchila, and it's not mistabe that the Torah told you to make a takola and to be mevatel iser l'chadchila. So without the Yuma pshat, without the Kiddushim pshat, Rabbi Yisai, l'maisa Zakta Neid B'Yehuda, amayre dekachil, that's very fundamental for us for the rest of the year and for everything we've learned prior. There is a difference qualitatively between a bittel of lach and a bittel of yavish. And I'd like to highlight this, Rabbi Yisai, in two other areas that this is brought down in halacha. Schechter points this out, that this is pshat in a stira in Rambam's. There is a fascinating Gemara. I didn't put it on the Mamre Komos because I didn't want to go too much confuse you and put it off topic, but I'm going to say it outside. The Gemara in Bchiris and Daf Chof Gimel Omer Aleph tells us that there is a discussion. When you have bittel, when you have nullification, when you have different items, and now you pick it up, and one of those items are tameh and one of those items are kosher. Lamashal, you have an animal. Majority of the animals are shechted properly. There's no tumas nevela. At the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there was something that you couldn't touch. A nevela animal that wasn't shechted properly. There's no, not only nowadays we don't hold tumah v'taras, so therefore a nevela is only relevant whether it's mutter to eat or not. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, it was relevant whether or not there was tumas nevela. If I would touch a nevela and then I would go try to eat kachim, there would be a problem with that. So the Gemara wants to know, if you had a taruvah, you had a mixture of a nevela piece of meat in a mixture of majority of shchuta different meat. So the Gemara wants to know, are you tummy or not if you touch that whole taruvus? So the Gemara says, tumas maga, so it could be that I'm not tummy. But tumas masa, what's tumas masa, Rabbi Yisai? Okay. What's tumas masa? I carry it, even if I don't touch it. If I carry it, I become tummy. So Rabbi Yisai, here's the fundamental question the Gemara is clearing. It's a lamda shashayla. When something is bottle, is it there or is it not? Is that relevant for our sugya? It's very relevant for our sugya. So the Gemara says, "Avo metame b'masa." You're metame b'masa. If you have these chatichas, the Gemara says, it might not be tumas magas, you're not touching it, but if you're carrying the whole pot, and it has the whole mixture of these items, so you're metame b'masa, so now that you carry the pot, so now you're tame. So Gemara asks Akasha, how could it be? This non, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer behema gasa sheshafa chararas dam, the Gemara talks about a behema that what that had a lot of secretion that came out, and there was parts of the animal that what got mixed up in a lot of the dam, and there was another taruvas, and the Gemara says bury it, and it's not metamim maga, and not metamim masa. Why isn't it metamim masa? The Gemara asks Gasha, ain't a metamim lo masa v'masa v'winol emeshim but the barov nagaba. If we view the animal inside, what everything that comes out is still there, so then it should be metame b'masa. You have a stira in Gemara's. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara ends off with a kasha over here. So if you look, and not only that, the Rambam paskins, like the first case, that it's metame b'masa of the different chatichos, and the Rambam paskins in this case of the animal that let out chaticha with the chararas dam, that it's not metame b'masa. So the Kesef Mishnah asks, it's Stira and Rambam's. Is Tuma Kamanda Iser, is Tuma Kamanda Lesa? Which one? Zokta Cheshek Shlomo. You notice that the Gemara didn't say Tiyufta? The Gemara said what? Kasha. He says, you know what the answer is? Exactly what the Kesef Mishnah quotes from the Mari Korkus. Exactly what we're pointing out in the Nodi B'Yuda. They're not a Stira. There's a logical difference to be Mechalik whether Tuma is Kamanda Iser or Tuma is Kamanda Lesa. The second case of the dam was lach b'lach, and the case of the chatichos was what?
Yavish
b'yavish. Yavish b'yavish, the isser is there. If you carry the whole pot, it's command isadami, and by lach b'lach, it's command alesadami. Rabbi Yisai, which bittel is better? Lach b'lach or yavish b'yavish? Lach b'lach. Rabbi Yisai, you all saw this in Maram Kamis. You're not going to remember it because we didn't shtel on it, but you all saw this. Give me 1 second, all right? You all saw this. The Ramah Paskins. If you remember the Shaila Erev Pesach.
Oh, with that.
Oh! Erev Pesach, Rabbi Yisai, let's jog our memories. What's the din Erev Pesach? What's the din on Pesach, Rabbi Yisai? Chometz is what? It's coming. Pesach is coming. Chometz is not Shalva Lava Pesach. Chometz on Pesach, I want to know, is what? Chometz is Osir B'mashu. Chometz is Osir B'mashu. What about Erev Pesach?
Depends.
From Chatois? Depends on what? On what the reason Chametz is also B'mashu is. If it's because it's what? Kares, so then there's no Kares by Chatzos. But if it's because of the Rambam, because of what? Dover Sheyesh Lamatir in what? So then we say it's still a Dover Sheyesh Lamatir and still Aser after Chatzos. So then it wouldn't be Batal already when it comes to Chatzos. Good. That's not relevant for now. I don't want to talk about that. Those are old Sugis, everybody say. Comes along the Nebuyud, he wants to know the following shot. What happens if you cooked something 2 days before Pesach, 3 weeks before Pesach, and now you want to eat it on Pesach, and it was bottle B'shishim, the time I cooked it. But now comes Pesach. Oyvei. The rabbi just said in a drosh chometz is also b'mashu on Pesach. Even a mashu asers. Is it also now or not? Zok derama, excellent. Zok derama, I'll tell you the chiluk. Depends. Is that taruvis lach b'lach or yavish b'yavish? If it's yavish b'yavish, mat rabbi, does anyone remember the shaila that I had with the flour? Right? What do we put? Right? Oh, guy called it Pesach or flour. You were wrong aisle in the shop, right? They didn't list it right. And what happened? They put in one of the ingredients of the flour inside the what? Inside the cake. And now you had what? What? So what's flour, everybody say?
It's
yavish. What's that? We're making shach paskins that we're making that it's lach. So it's because of that shach and because of this ramah that we were allowed to eat on Pesach that cake. Because even though, why? Because it's not chayzer in there. The issur doesn't come back when it comes to what? A better bittel. A better bittel. It's all the lumdus of the night of Yehuda. It's all the same thing as the chayzer shlomo. It's the gemara and b'chayris. It's command al esadami. Why? Lach belach is a better bittel. Yovish b'yovish command the issur. It's there. It's all one sugi. Everybody say all one shas. It's a Rav Shlomo Zalman with a Yeridei and a Mordechai. It's geshmak. It's all one zach. It's one fundamental yusoid. Lach belach is a better bittel than yovish b'yovish. Im kein. Zok the Hilin of Dibi Yehuda, based on all these Yisoidis that the Nagidib Yehuda had, from a Gemar Bukhairis on Davchav Gimel, from a Mari Kurkus on Davchav Gimel, from a Cheshik Shlomo on Davchav Gimel, from a Ramon and Hilchus Pesach Legabi the Flower. And he says that's the Yisoid in our Rishonim. The Rashba and the Ran never meant to say that there was no Bittel Isil Chatkila in Gansen, Yidor Oraisa. They only meant it by what? By azash shvach bittel, that it's yovish b'yovish. A shvach bittel, that's command the Yisr Gaima, so then that's an Yisr D'oraisa. What was the context of what they were talking about? They were talking about what? Zroya b'sheila. Zroya b'sheila, that, the Yisr Ein Mavat, and Yisr L'chakila, it's only Tom. So then what? That's going to be similar to a lach b'lach, and therefore that's going to be only an Yisr D'rabbanon to mi mavato, because at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisai, if you look at it from the vantage point of a takol, of eating Isser when you're dealing with such a strong bittel of lach balach, you're going to be A-OK in the aftermath. Yeah, Arya.
So just clarification, according to the Rashba, you couldn't mivatel Isser lechachila for lach balach?
You couldn't midrabbanon. I'm saying everyone's masking midrabbanon. Yeah, correct. Correct. Yes. Yeah, we're all handling, everybody said, what the nature of the Isser is. Everyone holds its Isser. Yeah. But Arya, that makes nafkaminas. Yeah. What nafkaminas? Choyle. You know, different situations. Safek situations. Yeah. Children, right. Yeah, you have the, you want to know in certain times when things are derais and when things are derabanan. Yeah.
It's Zippor is yavish b'yavish, no?
Yeah.
So how is that?
That's why the Nodibu says pshat in the Gemara. When it said lo amr tshach l'takola, must have been, it was never aser. The Aver is mutter. No, the Gemara is clearing. Is the Aver, is the Tzipor mutter, is the Tzipor aser?
Right.
So if the tzad that the Tzipor is aser, what are you doing? You're sending it into the Velt. So zok the Gemara, loy amrat, Torah, l'shach l'takala. If that would be the case, the Torah is telling you to be mevatel l'nisha l'chachila midoraisa. So it must be that what? How do you circumvent the whole issue? If the Tzipor is never what? If the Tzipor is never no? If the Tzipor is never aser to begin with? Are you being mevatel and iser? That's pshat in Rava. Mikoyach loyamrit shlach l'takola. It must mean that what? That the tzipor is aser. Because otherwise, yavish b'yavish would have been an iser d'oraisa. That's what the Nei Yehuda is medayik. What d'oraisa? According to Rashba Leran, there is no iser d'oraisa. The answer is it. Yavish b'yavish. That's the vore of the Nei Yehuda. Yeah, Moshe.
Fundamental code. Between yavish and
lach. Remind me not to yell this week. I got to preserve my voice. Yeah.
What's the fundamental chiluk between yavish and lach? I mean, is it just the fact that it's bain? Meaning, what if you have something that's liquid that's bain?
Meaning, let's say what does that mean?
Oil.
It's not.
Oil.
It's not.
Oil. Yeah. Oil doesn't water. Mix.
Comes to the top?
Yeah.
Said, what's the din of bittel when it comes to the top and it's nicker?
No.
There's no bittel.
Yeah.
You can't have bittel on thing that's nicker.
Push it.
The first yisod of bittel is that I can't point to the Isser. If I point to the Isser, Rabbi said, you're eating chazer. You're eating the orice, you're chayav
vada. So it's just bittel. Even let's say it was something
else. It's just that we don't know. By all bittel, we don't know. There's no nicker Isser. But one of them, that is, it's there. And the other one, we view it through lach balach, it's not there anymore. It's not there. It was totally dispersed in the other item that you can't say that there's Isser over here.
Let's say it was water and food coloring, and some of the food coloring was not kosher, and that got mixed together.
Is it nicker?
It's blue now.
So that's a problem.
So it's Bain, that's the real
thing. Yeah. Everything has to be non nicker. Yeah.
Our Tosafot on the daf and the Rambam, why don't they agree with this like fundamental understanding? Like, how do they?
They hold even lach belach is the rest.
They would hold even lach belach.
Yeah. They don't distinguish between mehalchum abitl. I'm saying once the Yehuda is mechadish this, we have to explain it, and we explain it based on these yesodos.
And what would they say about the bird?
They have a different pshat in the Gemara. Right. They have a different pshat in the Gemara. That's Noi Yehuda has a mechudish dika pshat in the Gemara. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Noi Yehuda treats Tom as lach belach. Same thing.
Yeah. It's better than lach belach. It's like it's lesser. Yeah.
How does yovesh v'yovesh work if it's mivamino? Meaning, what if there's pieces of meat that are identical in there?
We have to learn. We have to get up to the rabbi's side. That will be Mirtz Hashem after Nois and Tam Levgam. After Nois and Tam Levgam. After Giranosha. We have to get into. No, Naparnat is going to be afterwards because Naparnat is Kufyat Aleph. Probably in like 4 or 5 sugyas, that's what we're going to discuss.
Perm.
It's going to be geshmak sugyas. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't. I really don't know. I can't cheshbon now because these sugyas are so much longer. So it's not like I don't think they'll be like. I don't even think the midterm will have like 10 Maariv Mekayim sheets. I think they'll be much less because it's the sugyas are just larger. Yeah.
According to Rashba, doesn't he say himself that it's an issue? He didn't make any distinctions when he said it's an issue.
Right. Rabbi say, Yossi is pointing out it's 100% correct. This is a chiddush in what the Nedi Behuda is stopping into the Rashba. Yeah, he's just saying it mitzaratzmo that he wants to say that he thought that the Rashba was saying it. If I would just read a Rashba, I would never have necessarily said like this Nedi Behuda. 100%. Well, so that's it. The second Mishmeres Habayis. Rabbi said, the Va'oid Yeshleimer in the Bedek Habayis. So it's weird. The Bedek Habayis, if you remember the Bedek Habayis, Rabbi said, don't lose that copy of the Bedek Habayis because it's coming up in the next sugya. Keep that copy around. We're getting back to that when we get to Nois HaDan Lefgam, so we can actually really fully understand what's going on there. But when the Bedek Habayis attacks the Rashba, right? What's the attack of the Bedek Habayis? Yeah,
the Isra's still there.
Says it's an Isra D'Orais. Exactly. It's Eim Aval and Isra L'Chadchila. Every time you're cooking in a pot, even if it's Einu Ben Yomo, if you're understanding like the Pshat and the Rashba, that it's living in the walls and it's still Kayim, it's just Poigim Ktsas. So what's the what's the Rashba's first answer to that? So the Rashba's first answer is I hold his Isra D'Rabbanan. Then he says Ve'oid Yeshleimer. Then he says Ve'oid Yeshleimer. Even when I say it's D'Orisa, I only say it's D'Orisa where you have an Isra Be'en that you're throwing into a taruvis. So I'm wondering if the Nei Debi Yehuda saw that Mishmeres Habayis. Because those two answers really are... meaning, the first answer still stums with the Nei Debi Yehuda. Why? Because he's talking about Lach Balach there. He's talking about Tam. So it's still Lach Balach. So therefore it still could be the Rabbanan. Then the Rashba says, and even those that say Isser Bivalanichas L'Chachila is only Doraisa, it's only when you take a what? A Chaticha and you throw it in. Does that stim with the Nei Debi Yehuda? Is that what? And was that the Rashba's Shita? Or was the Rashba just saying that, and even anyone who's actually going to kvetch that there's an Isser Doraisa of Imavalin, it's only going to be when you actually throw an Isser? So maybe the Nei Debi Yehuda would fit with that? I don't know. That's a question. You got to analyze the Mishperes Habayis, his defense from the Bedek Habayis in the context of this Nei Debi Yehuda. But clearly, I mean, the Nei Debi Yehuda does not even address. He doesn't even bring up. Oh, no, he does. Betoris Habayis Sham. He does bring the Rashba and the Teres Habayis, but he doesn't bring up the Mishmeres Habayis, the response to the Bedek Habayis. So I'm wondering whether or not the Nei Debi Yehuda saw that Mishmeres Habayis, or did he think that's exactly what the Rashba meant in the Oid Yeshleimer, and that's why he's saying this.
Didn't we say Selek is when you add more in and then take out the issue?
No. Selek is a different, we're going to get to Selek. Selek is just, there's Mim Bimino and Mim Mishen Omino at the same time.
But didn't we say you add something?
No. So Rabbi Sai, that's in terms of the sugyas, in terms of being an Isidore Raisa. Yeah.
Can this be the case of the birds again?
The Kamara has, there's a din, an avoida that you have to bring, you have to have two tzipori mitzayra. You have to shecht one bird, and you have to send one bird out into the world. So the Nei Debi Yehuda is learning, the Gemara has a shaila, is that second bird usser or mutter? So the Gemara, Rava says, it can't be that it's usser, because the Torah wouldn't say a takala. The Torah wouldn't set you up to do something that's prohibited. So Nei Debi Yehuda explained, what did that mean? It means the Torah would never tell you to be mevatel and iser b'yadayim. And if it would be usher, so then that would be mevatel iser b'yadayim, min ha-Torah. So that must mean, this says the Nei Yehuda, that Bitolus Lechachila exists on a level of Daraisa by Yavish B'Yavish, by two birds and a thousand and millions of birds in the world. Rabbi, there is another Deya that I'd like to speak about, and then we're going to segue into Mamish the Sugya and Beitza. The future of the Sugyas is going to be based on a Sugya and Beitza, and then we're going to get into Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yisai. L'maisa, l'maisa, how do we paskin? Yisrim d'Raisa, Yisrim d'Rabbanan, how do we paskin by Bitul Yisrim d'Chachila? The main Sugya of Bitul Yisrim d'Chachila is the Sugya and Beitza that we already touched upon a little bit, but now we really have to learn well. That's Sugya and Beitza on Daf Gimel Amid Beis. On Sugya and Daf Gimel Amid Beis, the Sugya of Eim of Atlan is the Chachila. But before we do that, Dalet Amid Beis, sorry. So the Gemara, the Avne Meluim thinks that there might be an Issa d'Oraisa when it comes to Bitul Yisrim d'Chachila, like the Night of Yehuda, but for a totally different reason and in totally different situations. There is a Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael, that I've mentioned in the past. The Gemara about Achayla, Rabbi Yisrael. What does the Mishnah in Yuma tell us by Achayla? Mishnah in Yuma says, Hakala Kal Tchila. You can't jump to most severe Yisurim when you have a Heter. You don't say, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi, I'm Achayla, so therefore give me Karis. You know, give me what you could say. Here's my opportunity. Let me enjoy right now. I'm a chayla. No, so like the Mishnah says, slow down. Whoa, relax. What the doctor told you you need, we'll give you. Hakal tchila. If it's an Isser Asay, we'll give you an Isser Asay. If it's an Isser Lav, we'll give you Malkus. We'll give you a Lav. Don't jump to an Isser Karis. Don't jump to an Isser Skila. Don't jump to an Isser Misa. Don't say because I have to have a little bit of treifus that now I'm going to be Machal Shabbos and I have to drive to the store in order to get to that. Rabbi say that was a Shiloh that Marami Rutenberg was presented. Marami Rutenberg, what?
The Ramban, exactly.
Yeah. Everybody say, excellent. So the Gemara, that's why we brought up this Gemara, exactly. So the Rabbi said that Marami Rutenberg had a Shiloh. I really shouldn't talk about this right now because it's a tangent. But remind me to tell you tomorrow, Marami Rutenberg Shiloh, about driving on Shabbos in order. The doctor said this guy needs to eat Nevela meat on Shabbos. Immediately. So now he had a Shiloh right now. He had a Shiloh, he could Shecht. Not eat it. He had to eat meat, not Nevela. He had to eat meat, right? So now the problem is they didn't have any meat around. So he could shecht, or he can give him Nevela. That was like, you know, you guys like know you WhatsApp like Geshmaka stuff, like, oh, Yeshiva World, whatever this. This was Yeshiva World back in the day in the time of the Maharam Rutenberg. They sent this Shiloh to the Ravid, they sent this Shiloh to the Rosh, the Ran, and the Maharam Rutenberg. They all like gave their different shittas on this Shiloh. Which is Yisoidist thing. You want to learn Hilchos Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai? Simen Shin Chof Ches? You want the Lundus of Hilchos Shabbos? Simen Shin Chof Ches? Yeah, exactly. So what do you do? So there's as far as Lakan and Lakan. As far as Lakan and Lakan, is it better to Shecht? What's the problem with Shechting, Rabbi Yisai? It's also on Shabbos, but what's the Yisra, Rabbi Yisai? Skila. So you're Chayv Skila, Rabbi Yisai, to do it. But on the other hand, Rabbi Yisai, what? I'm giving him kosher meat.
There's a bunch of people.
What about this? The Ran has a different cheshbon. What about the fact like this? Even though it's an Isser Skila, but the Ran says maybe I should look at Isurim quantitatively, not qualitatively.
Meaning that two people are.
Meaning that. When I eat the piece of nevela, every kezias that I eat, I'm over another iser. Right. So, albeit that it's only an iser lav, but I'm over many isure lav of malchuses, wow, as opposed to one shot deal of an animal just shechting in one shot.
Is that one? Okay, good.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good question.
People have iser. The guy who's cutting it and the guy who's eating it.
The guy who's eating it. That's what Avraham deals with. Good. These are good shots. Rabbi, good. If you want to know, I wrote an article about this, Lemaisa Rabbi Yisai. It's in a journal. It was in the Yadrim journal, the Boca journal. A few years ago, I wrote an article on this, and now it's in Rabbi Yudin's. I think I printed it in Rabbi Yudin's. They made a safer for him to goodbye, you know, after he retired. So I made a few people asked me the shaila in the shul. They were going to the hospital on Shabbos. Wow, am I going off topic? They're going to the hospital on Shabbos. Yeah, Rabbi said that's the vart. When you get so orangutangy in the sugyas, Rabbi said every sugya becomes every sugya. It's murder. Rabbi said so. Is, are they outside? Yeah. So give me 2 minutes. Rabbi said quickly. So the person was going to the hospital on Shabbos. His wife is pregnant, and I always tell the guys, unlock your phone before Shabbos and do an Uber, and that's the way to do it. Whatever, when the time comes, which is very soon, and Mitzvah Hashem, and it's gonna be. No, you guys should know. There's a revelation. You got to get your life in order. So unlock your phone. You just one shot deal. You press the Uber. Good. You don't even have to deal with any mupsa. All the old shilas that we had. You have to get the money and tell the taxi driver pick up the money, and all these shilas. Uber solves the whole thing. Givaldik. Shmak. The first time a person asked me a shila about Uber, I didn't even know what Uber was. It was a few years ago, and he says, my wife is Uberis. What about an Uber? So I'm like, oh, an Uber with an Uber. Wow. So Rabbi Sai, Albert, right. So Rabbi Sai, so here's the shaila. Two guys asked me the same shaila. They forgot to unlock their phone. So now, so I told you about this. So before the face, there's two ways to unlock the phone. There's one derech kedarko, and then there's pressing it with the shinur, right? So listen to this. At the conference that I was just at, the AK, the Kashrus conference, so they asked me to speak at one of the things, and Rav Asher Weiss was sitting there, and I had to speak about electricity on Shabbos because right here you're activating electricity, right? So most of the shittas hold that electricity is only derabbanan. That's what many of our shittas, that's what Rav Shechter holds, that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman holds, is that most derabbanan. Rav Asher Weiss happens to hold that electricity is deraisa. So I'm my whole assumption, he holds makbe patish. So he has a Yerushalmi, he thinks like that. So I'm sitting there and I'm saying, so now within derabbanan, you have two options. You could do one kederach, or you can do one shalai kederach. And I'm staring at Rav Asher Weiss. And I'm like, they're both derabbanan. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like somebody shecht me right now. You know, so it was like so, you know, obviously Mechilas Kavod or whatever. It was very awkward. So what's the din? Do you say I'd rather minimize the amount of pu'ulos ha'asuras that are shelo kederach, because I'm doing it with a shinoi? Or do I say that's better because this is kederech? It's one fingerprint, which is the kederech. And in a ksiva shaila, everybody says there's another shaila that came up in the shul. It happens when guys go into the delivery on Shabbos. In a ksiva shaila, the kosher glover has a tshuva about this, that guys sometimes have the shaila about fingerprinting. Once you have a baby, they ask you to take the fingerprint of the mother and of the baby. So the shaila is, if I do a fingerprint, is that an issa d'oraisa of ksiva on Shabbos? Over here, it's not ksiva because you're dealing with electronics, but in a situation of kederach, the kosher glover discusses the shaila. He's not discussing a woman having a baby. He's discussing taking out and putting in a gun into the security office, which they had to stamp their fingers for security measures. Would that be a shaila of roshem, of making a picture on Shabbos, kedarko? So you see from the kosher glover that putting your finger down could be kedarko in whatever context, in certain situations, ksiva, and over here would be in terms of makrovadi. So is it better one derabbanan kedarko, that you're minimizing the amount of pu'ulos, or four derabbanans that you're doing it in a less qualitative way, that it's going to be a trade derabbanan, it's a derabbanan with a shinoi? So that was the shaila. So I thought that it might be totally on these rishonim discussing the shaila of the Maharam Rutenberg and the Ran in terms of what's better to. So I got in touch with the guys from the Nativ, got me in touch with Rav Nevinsol, and Rav Nevinsol was masking to me that according to the Ran, you should minimize the pu'ulos, and therefore you should do one kederach as opposed to the knocking. But it's all based on that sugya of that machlokes rishonim in terms of how to deal with the chayla on Shabbos with the shechita. So the Gemara there discusses. I don't think they're here. The Gemara there discusses. They are. Okay. So Rabbi Sai, tomorrow's sugya, you got to go back to that sugya. The Gemara discusses.